Thank you, Jody. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, let's get right to the market. The week started off with a 20-cent price increase.
And that got everybody excited, but all that 20 cents did was put us in the top half of the sideways trading range that the wheat market's been in. You look at that December contract, you know, it's got support at $6.93 and resistance at $7.26. After Monday's price rally, just really spent the rest of the week climbing back down into the lower half of that trading range. You look at what's going on, just not much going on in the wheat market. This is the week before a three-day weekend, and so the traders are really just getting into position, positioning themselves for the long weekend. Next week's going to be the critical price time, probably Tuesday. Tuesday's close is going to, if it's still in this trading range, means we're just going to continue sideways.
And with that in mind, what do you think the driving forces are in the wheat market moving forward?
Well, there's nothing going on in wheat, so the driving force was the corn. You know, the weather forecast had it for hot and dry in the Midwest. The traders got all excited about lower corn production. You know, USDA has lowered it down to near 1.8 billion, just slightly, 1.84 billion bushels, somewhere in there, down from 2 billion in the June's report. I think reports indicate that it's probably going to be a little less than 1.8 billion, and the trade got excited about that and rallied corn prices, and wheat followed along.
Okay, let's look at your predictions for December wheat and then June 2014 wheat. What do you think there?
Well, without any fanfare or description, looking at December, I've been vacillating between $7 and $7.25. I think I'm going to stay with the $7.25 now, and in June of next year, I'm betting on a big crop, $6 wheat. Average, June of 2014.
Okay. Kim Anderson, always good to see you. We'll see you again next week.